And that's exactly what the slides and lyrics represent. The father plays guitar or piano, the mom runs the slide projector, and the daughter plays drums. Father and daughter sing the funny lyrics, and they kick ass. Jesus, the closest I ever got to something like that was when my sister and I turned off the lights, stuck candles under our chins, and read The Telltale Heart to our humoring mom. When I first saw them, I felt something that reminded me of the feeling you have when you're like 11 or 12 and a not unattractive girl tells another girl to tell you that she might think you're cute. You know, blood rushes to your heart and invisible ghosts keep turning your mouth up. And if an 8-year-old playing drums and chastising her dad in front of an audience doesn't make you smile, then something has gone terribly wrong in your life and you need to do one of those Foxfire by Twilight retreat in the woods type of things with a bunch of aging, leathery hippies to find out what went wrong and help you get back on track. This is great, I thought. But I hadn't yet figured out how to articulate what was great about it. It wasn't that it was cute or funny or adorable or precious. It was what I've been talking about this entire time, you fucking moron. I was envious of that family. Now that's a way to raise a family and conduct your life that most of us either haven't thought of or simply lack the imagination and courage to carry out. They make every nutty homeschooling advocate look silly. And I'm not against the idea of homeschooling. I went to several, at 9 actually, different public schools up and down the East Coast and the South, and the only things I remember from my textbooks is that America is the greatest country the universe has ever seen, and Abe Lincoln invented the tequila lollipop. I just get a little wary of most homeschooling advocates because they are more likely to engage in it not because of their lack of faith in public education, but because, really, they're actually racists or religious nuts who don't want their precious little lambs exposed to reality. Anyway, I'm getting off track. This mom, dad, and kid were getting into a crazy painted van, driving cross-country, and doing shows about strangers' vacations. That's so much like the time my deadbeat dad pawned all of my shit so that he could afford to drive me back to Georgia from Arizona, where I went to live with him, because he had run out of people to scam money from and needed a new state's worth of suckers. Oh, wait, no, it's not. I want her childhood. I want her mom and dad. I want to be 8 and play drums with my family at nightclubs for hipsters who love me.